So today's it's the date of today. January 17th, 2015. So we're just gonna see what the Divine Feminine would like for us to know. They said ahead of time that they were gonna talk about being the new human. And so, dear ones, when we say the phrase, the new human, we are actually talking about an evolutionary stage that humanity is moving into. As you know, evolution is not something that happens in an instant or overnight. Evolution is a process. And in any evolutionary process, it may take generations for changes to start to come about. And what happens is that the mechanism of evolution has an impact on the organism that is evolving. And the organism that is evolving has an impact on the mechanism of evolution. So it's not a linear path or a straight line from this evolved stage to that evolved stage to the next evolved stage. And especially when we're talking about a complex organism like the human being has a consciousness level that's evolving and a physical level that's evolving, but there's also this spiritual level of the new human that has been a part of an evolutionary process that we wish to address tonight for you. Because the new human, the human being who is evolving out of the 20th century human, is evolving not only in consciousness, but in this spiritual level of the being. So there's a physical component to evolution that has been there all along for the human being. As the human has evolved and became more upright, grew a different size, shape, brain, the DNA was modified, there are parts of the body that have evolved beyond where they originally were in early humans. So has thinking, emotions, the mental and emotional bodies of the human being have also evolved. There is a level of consciousness and understanding that as the level of consciousness evolved, so too did control of emotions, understanding emotions, learning about one's own emotions and how others react to emotions. All of that's part of the process of the evolution of the emotional body of a human being. So too, the mental body of the human being, the thoughts, the thought process, this has been evolving as well. There are many people who are designated as geniuses because they have evolved to a point of accessing information at the mental level that other humans haven't evolved to yet. That's the designation of a genius, one who has evolved mentally into another stage of a human and appears to be way beyond other humans. Because as we said, it is not a linear path that all humans take the same steps at the same time. Likewise, there are others who have been deemed idiots, who are not indeed idiots because they have a different way of understanding than the prevailing humans think. The humans around them haven't evolved in the same way, and therefore they judge this other human with derogatory terms because they see difference and they don't understand evolution. And evolutionary processes allow for different forks in the evolution on the road to evolution. Different forks, differences allow the being, the organism, to move in a slightly different path. And as we said, the organism of evolution impacts the mechanism of evolution, and the mechanism of evolution impacts the organism of evolution. So we say all this so you understand that the new human is evolving in many different ways. And what is emerging as the new human for 21st century is an evolved consciousness that includes the evolution of the spiritual body of the human being. Now, what do we mean when we talk about the spiritual body of the human being? Well, we speak of beliefs at the spiritual level of the human being, but there's also a level of an understanding of connectedness to that which cannot be seen. For in the evolutionary process of human beings, there is so much more available that cannot be seen by the current human being. Some can see these other dimensions. Some have evolved mentally, but not spiritually. Others have evolved in their physical bodies, but they have not evolved mentally, spiritually. Some are moving ahead with their genius and their mental evolution, but have not evolved in the emotional body, and therefore they are as childlike in emotions, while they can be genius in their thoughts. But spiritual evolution relies on an understanding of the connectedness within the universe. Spiritual evolution is not about religion. Religions reflect evolution to a certain point in time. But a religion that cannot evolve beyond what the beliefs were at the time of its formation is not a live religion. And it is therefore not part of the evolutionary journey of the new human. Religions served humanity along its path of evolution. But the evolution of human consciousness for the new human no longer needs religion. The new human needs spirituality. Now, we are not saying that all religions are bad or that they should be shut down or anything like that, because, as we said, humans are evolving at different rates and they're in different stages on the journey. So for some, they still need to cling to a religion that is really like dormant DNA that has completed its journey and is asleep. But the evolutionary human, the one who is actually on the path, the new human, realizes a spirituality of connectedness of everything in the universe. And when one understands this connectedness, one accepts the responsibility for one's own vibrational level. When you look at the vibrational level that some folks have achieved in their evolutionary process versus where spirituality can take you in this sense of understanding connectedness and being conscious of your life, you start to realize that your role to play is pretty simple. It's really to focus on what your vibration is at any given moment. What frequency am I putting out? That's really the only important question. And we would tell you that the highest frequency in your universe is love. Love is the attracting force in the universe. Love is the electricity of the heart. Love is the frequency that when you are vibrating at that level, it burns up anything denser. And contrary to what some teach, love starts with self-love. You cannot vibrate a frequency out into the world that you don't hold within yourself. You can't think a frequency out there. That frequency has to exist within your own energy field, your own energy being, before you can radiate it out of you. That's why self-love is so important. And that's why self-love is not selfish, because self-love is necessary to allowing love to be all around you in the world, to send love in the world. In order to do that, you must have love in your field, which is generated from self-love. So we wish to dispel the notion that there's anything wrong with self-love or focusing on self. Make sure that your vibrational level is high enough so that you can radiate love out into the world. And this is how the new human operates. The new human understands the connectedness. The new human understands a responsibility to others around them. And that responsibility that's relying on connectedness includes a blessing, a love blessing, a frequency blessing, a vibration. So focus on your vibration. If you feel down, depressed, heavy, if your thoughts are turning, churning in a place, worry, fear, anger, upsetment, depression, any of these are dense vibrational frequencies. And no solutions live at those vibratory frequency levels. So if you wish to solve a problem, if you wish to lift yourself out of any of those lower, denser vibrations, you must lift yourself into this frequency level where there are solutions. The expansion that you experienced, expansion in the light, that higher frequency allows you to see so much farther than you can see if you stay in a denser vibration. The lower frequencies do not take you with speed, rapidity, brilliant light into where the solutions live. So we're not lying when we said that it is simple. Simply become the higher vibrational frequency of light. And all you have to do is the exercise of connecting to that source of light. For you don't have to do the work. You have to remember the connection, and it automatically lifts your frequency to the frequency of light. Will you stop having any problems in your life? No. Earth School provides plenty of opportunities for you to learn. But included in Earth School is this understanding of connectedness to Source. And this is where the spiritually evolving human being doesn't have to worry about their beliefs, because they are Source energy. They are always connected. All they have to do is remember. So if you are an evolving human, a new human, your only responsibility is to remember to continue to lift yourself to that frequency. That frequency of the light, that higher frequency, not only holds all the solutions, but it attracts that which you desire. If you stay at the level of lack of what you desire, you cannot attract. There's no love attraction energy. There's no magnet at that frequency. The magnet lives at the light frequency level. That's where you attract. That's where the solutions are. That's where vision is. So the only practice to worry about is remembering that you are the light. And in an instant, you can lift your vibrational frequency. That's how the new human will live on 21st century Earth. And if you're hearing these words, you are an evolutionary being. And we welcome you to this level. We welcome you to the access that you will have to brilliance, to joy, to love, to peace, happiness, fun. All of those frequencies are higher than what the 20th century human was habitually living in. So if you're hearing this, you are evolving. If you're hearing this, all you have to do is remember. We bless you, and so it is. I guess the meditation led us into the message rather than the other way around. Yeah.
That's fine.
Wow, that was twice as long as I thought.
Mm.